500.
Let's do it.
Do I have to be smart for this?
No, you're going to be great.
I'm smart.
Hello, and welcome to 500, the podcast that is so Raven. I'm Jay Wolf, and I'm joined today by my friends, comedians, actors, funny video makers, stars of a film that we made together, Eric Williams and Esther Steinberg. Say hello, guys.
Hi.
Hi, guys.
I didn't know if I should write Esther Steinberg or Esther Steinberg Garden Swartz. I don't know what you do now professionally.
It's really just the mood that I'm in.
Okay.
So is just what last name I use. Sometimes okay. I just say, I'm Mrs. Garden Swartz.
Right.
It's customer service.
When you're picking up a bobcat from Kaz's.
Yeah, yeah, but like it's between you and me, it's still Esther Steinberg.
Okay. How's everybody doing? What's happening?
Oh my God, so good. Everything's been amazing. My career is thriving.
I'm actually really busy. I just kind of have no downtime. This podcasting was kind of a struggle.
Yeah, I feel you. Me too. It's been really, really
fun. I really like having a baby in a pandemic. I recommend that.
Right.
But honestly, I am partly jealous. I know it's the hardest thing ever, but also whenever I'm with Esther and her baby, they have the most beautiful relationship. He's the most beautiful baby, and she has something to focus on, and like she gets to see like her hard work come to fruition in this beautiful child. I can just like eat a bunch of Twinkies and be like, oh, well, I did that.
I'm finally getting the love and attention from a Jewish guy that I've always wanted.
That's exciting. That is nice.
And like beautiful.
I take baths with him, and I'm pretty sure I'm traumatizing him.
That sounds like a beautiful.
I literally am like, bring me a baby while I'm in a bathtub, and it's questionable. I wouldn't want to tell child services about it. Okay. Every time I also have drugs on me, I'm really scared that my baby's going to be taken away.
Okay. I do have to remind you that this is getting recorded and putting it on the internet.
Good, so good, good, good. Yeah, this will be so good custody evidence. Everything I record is going to be held against me
and
in a custody battle.
She talked about drugs and bathing with her baby.
Well, here's what I've been doing. I've been making this dumb podcast, and it's just a silly trivia game that we're doing once a week. Basically, I make up questions, and then I make up how many points they're worth on the fly, and then you guys will compete against one another to answer them. The first person who gets to 500 points will be the winner. And then, other than that, I already introduced you to a very exciting app where you can make sounds with your phones. So I'm going to ask you to pick a team sound. Before you pick that sound, I'm also going to ask you to pick a team name. So take a second, think about what you want your team name to be, and then what you want your corresponding sound to be. And then we can just get into this.
My team name is the Molesters.
The Molesters.
And
great.
The Esther the Molesters.
Okay, the Molesters.
And the sound, I'm going to do a slap.
Let's hear it. Okay, short and sweet. Short and sweet. There's a physical violence theme to your team that I don't know that I love, but we will make it work. Eric, do you have a team name?
Yeah, I really wanted to have my team name come from a sound that felt inspired by. And
let's have
my
it.
Sound is not the boo. Wait, that was the wrong button.
It's an accidental boo. You're like, what I really wanted.
I'm the oopsie.
And what's the team name?
Boopsies.
The bombs.
Wait, how are the buttons? Okay.
You want the rooster?
It's cock.
Team cock?
I'm team cock.
Oh, great. Good. Very colorful episode. I had my family on last week, and it was like very family friendly. I don't even think we swore one time. And now this week we have the Molesters versus team cock. So
that's you know what? We're all just a bunch of Jews.
Yeah, it's true. That is true. Here's how it will work. Now that you guys have your team names and sounds, you each will buzz in if you know the answer to the question. If you get it right, you get the points. If you don't get it right, the other team can buzz in and steal the points. There's a couple of fun rounds. Basically, the one thing you need to remember throughout this game is that it's mine and I'm the person who's going to make the choices and decisions around here. So just, you know, get with it, All right.
I love being bossy. I'm soaking wet.
All right. Well, let's play. Round number one is the very recent history round. All the questions in this round will be basically about things that have happened more or less over the course of the last week or so. So question number one will be for 40 points. New York City police have been forced to shut down what more than 3 times in the past 2 weeks due to illegal openings during COVID-19 restrictions? For 40 points. Yes? Anyone? Esther seems like... Oh, the molesters.
Is it just restaurants?
That's incorrect.
Oh, movie theaters?
It's not your turn anymore. Team Cock, would you like to steal?
Yeah.
Yes, Team Cock.
The cock has spoken, and it's not restaurants. It is bars.
I'm going to give Team Cock 10 of the 40 points for that, because the correct answer is karaoke bars. But bars is involved in that. Wow. So, yeah, they shut down. There was apparently some karaoke bar with 190 people in it or some shit like that, and then the cops came in and they shut it down, which, like, let's just be the most clear here. I'm not for, like, the police coming in and intervening on our good time, but I'm also not for 190 people being in an enclosed space during a pandemic. So
sharing a microphone,
probably not wearing a mask, it muffles your voice.
Yeah.
I plus mean, none of them were in the pocket
and I'm sure they were all flat as fuck.
Yeah, they were
I've always
like,
had a problem
like,
with
this
karaoke.
Version of Don't Stop Believing is extremely gauche. This is a no for us.
God, I hate karaoke. It's hot take.
Yeah.
Okay, question number two. For 20 points, feel free to buzz in when you know it. I'm sure you'll know it fast on this one. What reality TV show announced it would end its 20-year run in 2021? The Molesters.
Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
That is correct.
And my heart is very much hurting.
Yeah,
with a heavy heart.
I had a really fun time writing this quiz for you two today. It was very enjoyable. Question number three is tough. 50 points. The gender reveal party that started the most recent California wildfire has burned approximately how much acreage as of today? Team Cock.
It is so far 10,000 acres.
That's correct for 50 points. Nice.
This is
work.
God telling everyone. This is God telling everyone that he doesn't think that that genders should exist.
I agree.
And that straights deserve rights. Take them
I
away.
I tried saying not the second part of that argument, but the first part about the gender to my family the other day. I was like, we should let the child choose its own gender. We don't need gender reveal parties. And then my mom was like, but how will you know if it's a boy or a girl? I'm like, you don't get it. I see. You don't understand.
I see. Don't understand.
God, Mom!
But
you
then
don't
I
get
explained
anything.
It. She's actually really with it. She was on the podcast last week. She was very cute.
I love
question
her.
Number
also,
four.
Can I just say also, like, it's just the blue and the pink thing. It's the blue and the pink thing. Like, why do we say boys are blue and girls are pink? Let's just get rid of that, and then gender reveal parties will follow. Continue.
I agree. I like
my
that.
Son only wears the like rainbow and pink and blue.
That's cute.
We go through the spectrum.
That's good.
He's Polly.
For 30 points, question number four, was it a boy or a girl? Team Cock.
Boy.
I actually don't know the answer to this. I just wanted to know if you guys knew, like if you have read.
I was
going to
say
while.
Boy because men ruin everything, but
okay.
It was just a hunch.
I like that too. I'm going to give 30 points to each of you for that answer.
Ooh.
That was good. question number five for 15 points. No, fuck that. For 25 points. Let's get real here. Rapper Travis Scott dropped a collaboration with what fast food chain this week? For 25 points. Team Cock.
Wendy's.
That's incorrect. You're so sad about it. Just... The Molesters.
Burger King?
Also incorrect. The correct answer was McDonald's. McDonald's.
Oh my God. Fucking McDonald's. We did Wendy's and Burger King. We couldn't get McDonald's.
Yeah, that was surprising.
We ate a seat at.
All right. Well, speaking of Travis Scott and McDonald's, question number six for another 25 points. What item did they make into a pillow for this collaboration and are now selling for $90? Team Cock.
Big Mac.
Incorrect. Molesters.
the apple pie.
No, the correct answer that would was be chicken a good nugget. Pillow. Chicken McNugget.
It's already. I was right there.
Yeah, you're very. The apple pie is very close. Okay, we're doing great. Question number 7 for 20 points. This is about sports. I don't know if you're going to get it, but I just wanted to include it. What tennis player threw a temper tantrum and hit a ball into a line judge's neck this week, rendering him disqualified? Team Cock.
I can see the name. I don't know the name, but I'm going to say what I see.
Okay.
Djokovic.
Yeah, that's. I'll take it. Djokovic is correct for 20 points.
Oh, man. That's so impressed.
He's a jerk. He's a big jerk.
Yeah, I mean, also throat pain is unlike any other.
Unlike, well, that, and then also, I feel like there was a story like 2 months ago where like he refused to wear a mask and they were having this tennis, he like threw his own tennis tournament in Eastern Europe, like in the, right in the middle of coronavirus. And it was just like, listen, you're canceled.
I was ready for a basketball question.
Canceled. There's no basketball, I don't think there's any basketball.
Sorry,
questions.
Girly. Sweet. Balls in my court.
Yeah, I'll maybe make one up because I have a question number 10 here written, but I don't have anything written into it. Here's question number 8. This is silly. For 15 points, what candy company announced their own Willy Wonka-like prize this week, where the founder announced that hidden treasures to the molesters?
It's Jelly Belly. Jelly Beans.
Jelly Belly is correct for 15 points. Good job. Yes! He's given away golden tickets and his own candy factory.
Oh my god, so cool. That's a great
marketing real life Willy Wonka. Okay, well, question number 9 for another 20 points. What flavor is the grossest Jelly Belly? King Cock.
Earwax.
That's not a, that's like the birdie. That's like the, that's not a real Jelly Belly, is it? Molester?
Fruity Tootie.
Fruity Tootie is bad. That's not what we were looking for. We were looking for popcorn. Popcorn is the grossest.
Oh, popcorn's amazing.
No, that is the worst one. That's the worst one.
Question number 10. I don't have a question here written down because usually this is the audience question of the week, and the audience questions this week were not very good. So honestly, everyone on the internet, step your game up. Get in with some better questions. So I'm going to make up a question on the fly for the last question of the very recent history round, and it will be about basketball. Because Esther said she wanted a basketball question. For 30 points, what basketball player am I thinking of right now?
Kawhi Leonard.
Incorrect.
Fuck.
Team Cock.
Brian. I can't name a single one that's not dead.
All right. Nobody gets any points. The correct answer was
LeBron. It was LeBron.
The correct answer was Jimmy Butler. I'm thinking about Jimmy Butler right now. I mean, wow. It's an inspiring story, Jimmy Butler. He's a good basketball player. That's it for round number 1. I'm not going to do your scores yet. We do them after round 3. You guys are doing great. So far, it's a good game. You guys got a lot of those answers.
Can we get a point update? Just
no, you get one
after
round.
After round
3. Round 3, you get the point update. Round 2 is the theme round. Every week is a different theme. This week's round's theme is shoes. So all of the answers will have something to do with shoes.
Wow.
Here's question number 1 for 40 points. This bracelet type was named after star athlete Chris Evert. Had it fall off of her during a match? For 40 points.
The bracelet
type,
is
it's a type of bracelet.
Named after a girl.
No, it's not named after. It was named after this thing happened. So it's a type of bracelet that was named after it fell off this star athlete. The molesters.
Tennis bracelet?
Tennis bracelet's correct for 40 points.
Yes!
Oh my goodness, Esther.
And we get the
it's when the
now.
Diamonds
tennis,
go all around.
The shoes round, tennis shoes.
Sure.
We're there. We're doing it. Question number 2. For 15 points, he stars as Kylo Ren in the Star Wars movies.
Oh.
Molesters.
My boyfriend Adam Driver.
That's correct for 15 points. Adam Driver. We get it now, right? You get the theme. You don't understand what's going on. Mm-hmm. It's going so good. He's your boyfriend. You should tell Noah. That's important.
He knows. He's one person on the list that I'm allowed to sleep with if we have a list.
Who else is on the list?
Oh, good question. It changes.
You like send him
Drake
updates.
It's like Drake and Adam Driver and like Heath Ledger's corpse.
Okay.
Oh.
That's a good.
Possibly, good. I've been watching a lot of Orlando Bloom Pirates, and I'm like, he might be on the list.
Yeah.
He might make his way up the list.
Yeah. Have you seen his naked pictures? Orlando Bloom has some good naked pics out there. His dick looks nice.
There you go, Esther.
Surprise, surprise. So,
check that out, guys. This is not sponsored, just a friendly piece of information on the pod.
Very on brand for the Pox.
Question number 3 for 40 points. This British university is the alma mater of both Oscar Wilde and Rachel Maddow. Team Cock.
Oxford.
Oxford is correct for 40 points. You really didn't have a lot of choices there. It's like Cambridge isn't a shoe, you know what I mean? Question number 4 for 25 points. According to internetslang.com, this is a term for a younger woman who dates older men. 25 points.
A younger woman that dates older men.
Mm-hmm. Team Cock.
I have an ad playing. God, these ads.
Yeah, it's some ads.
Known to a happen. Sugar baby.
Sure, that's not a shoe. Molesters.
A kitty heel?
Yeah, we were looking for kitten heel, but a kitten is the term.
Kitten heel.
A kitten heel. I'll give you, what was it, 20 points?
Nice, good job.
You can have it. Question number 5. This is dumb. For 30 points, this is a resort in Jamaica that Michael Scott takes his boss Jan to in the television show The Office. 30 points.
What the fuck? Doo-ka-doo-ka-doo.
Team Cock.
Sandals.
Sandals is correct. 30 points. I don't know why I think it's a real place. I could have just said this is a resort in Jamaica, but you know.
It's a real place. It's a real place. It was across from the place I stayed once.
Oh, nice. Did you sneak in?
No. I was staying at a couples resort.
You don't sneak into sandals. Sandals pays you to go there.
Sandals sneaks into you.
Sandals sneaks into you.
Great. Great, great, great. Question number 6. Last question of the theme round for 20 points. This is a term for shooting your shot with someone who you don't know on the internet. Team Cock.
With the shoe theme, a DM slide.
You know, yes, sliding into the DMs, a DM slide, 20 points. That's correct. Nice work. That's the shoes round. We're done with that.
Wow.
The round number 3 is kind of like the theme round, except for that it's the opposite. I'm going to ask you 5 questions. The answer to question number 6 is, what do the previous 5 questions have in common? So they all have a connection. You need to figure out what it is. The only other thing to note about this round is that if neither of you gets the correct answer, I will not tell you it, because the goal here is for you to get the theme. If I give you the answer, it's too easy if you don't know it yourself. So just get the answers right and you'll be fine.
Okay.
Ooh, there's my parents' dog. Did you hear it? This is a professional podcast.
He's crying.
Lovely.
Eric, what about you? Do you have any things that rely on you for survival? Or
I make sure my refrigerator is closed.
Well, that's a lot of responsibility. You poor thing. If you ever need someone to talk to.
It's on every hour. I really gotta. It's been a long day at work. I didn't get my steps in.
Oh, you did? That's good. That's good. I have gotten no steps in today. Question number 1 of the connection round is going to be for 40 points. This magician's most recent stunt involved him flying across Arizona using only helium balloons.
Oh, yes, I saw this.
Are you trying to buzz in, Esther? Was that what that face meant? It was just a stank face? Okay.
Pretending.
The Team Cock.
I had it. It's Alan Cross.
That's incorrect.
David, what's his name?
The Molesters.
David Blaine?
David Blaine is correct for 40 points. Keep those answers in your brains. There's going to be a theme. This question.
I knew the answer, but I really wanted to eat Team Cox get it wrong before I get it right.
Yeah.
That's a preferred win.
Team Cox singular. I think it's one cock. Right?
I don't want one cock man.
Okay, great.
Because I have to be.
Allegedly. Yeah,
Government mandated.
Question number two. I don't think either of you are going to get this. If you do, I'll be surprised for 60 points. This Disney Channel original movie featured a young boy from Hawaii who moves to Vermont, where he needed to learn to snowboard instead of surf to fit in. For 60 points. The Molesters.
Frozen 2.
Frozen 2 is incorrect. Also, hot take, not a Josh Gad fan over here in this box on the Zoom. Don't fuck with that snowman. Not even a little bit. He was very good in Book of Mormon, but the rest of the stuff, I'm just like, it's not for me.
But you have to admit, he has an interesting voice that can go very high.
Yes, I do have to admit
that. No, thank you.
Team Gawk,
well, one day Eric will play the snowman on a Broadway.
Oh my God.
Frozen, obviously.
I can't wait.
Any kind of employment sounds good. My answer is it was something called like Pipe Dream.
That's incorrect. I can't tell you the answer.
Half Pipe? Oh, right.
Also incorrect. So we'll move on to question number three for 15 points. This is very easy. This actress starred as Rory Gilmore on the TV show Gilmore Girls.
You know when you have the answer and the mechanical pressure escapes your brain.
Doesn't your husband work for them, Esther?
Yeah, just because he's on the phone with Amy Sherman Palladino all day does not mean we've ever seen the Gilmore Girls.
Alexis Bledel.
Alexis Bledel is correct for 15 points.
You googled that?
No, I didn't.
Eric's been Googling this shit. Eric has his husband Googling honest. Right next to the open ajar fridge.
Yeah. Honestly, if someone came on this show and Googled the whole time, I would be impressed. You would have to be very good and like also kind of like secret.
What's the next question?
Yeah. I'm ready. It's like when...
Oh, that's a tough one.
Did you guys ever do that dumb trivia HQ thing? Remember HQ? And it was like when it first started.
Eric auditioned to be the host.
Oh my God, you did?
Eric got replaced twice.
By Rogowski?
Scott Rogowski is a straight version of me.
Wow.
He stole Eric's Luke.
Now that you mention it, I can see it. He follows me on Twitter. Do you want me to send some mean stuff to him in his DMs?
Yeah. No, I you want guys you should to collab. Get him to send you nudes and then send me those.
Great.
Wow. You're really going for the long term.
Great.
Get him to say something. Probe him so he can get canceled.
Catfish him.
Bait him.
And then
Scott Rogowski's going down.
Bait next week him. Of the podcast, Scott Rogowski, everybody. Question number four for 15 points is easy. This is the front woman for Fleetwood Mac.
You can't say it's easy because then we don't get it. We're embarrassed.
The Molesters.
Stevie Nicks.
Correct for 15 points. Are we keeping track of the answers, guys?
Yes.
Do we know what the theme is yet?
No.
Question number five. The final question of the connection round before I ask you what everything has in common. For 20 points, this film starred Mark Wahlberg and Seth MacFarlane as a talking animal. Team Cock.
Ted and Ted 2.
Correct, for 20 points. Question number six, for 75 points, what do the previous five have in common? You guys, if you both know it, you can say it together at the same time. Do you want to have a think? Do you both know it? Raise your hand if you know it. Going through the answers. I see some strained looks. Do you guys
white
both know
guy
it?
Names?
White guy names.
They're all very white persons. Except there was a Hawaiian that went to Vermont, which is arguably very white.
So no, the answer is no. You both don't know it. Is that correct?
Correct.
Can we get a hint?
Well, I will tell you that the answer to question number two was Johnny Tsunami.
Oh my God, yes.
Johnny Tsunami was the name of that film. Yeah, you guys don't got it. The answer to question number one was David Blaine, David, Johnny Tsunami, Alexis Bledel, Stevie Nicks, Ted. These are all Schitt's Creek characters for 75 points. Mm. If there was a Moira in there, you would have got it. But then it would have been too easy.
But what would the question be to give the answer?
Honestly, I couldn't think. That was the real problem. I couldn't think of a question that had the answer Moira in it. I don't know.
That's she's still the only one. She'll wake up in the middle of the night.
Moira, I know it. I do often wake up in the middle of the night and shout the word Moira. So it is that does make sense.
For different reasons.
Yeah, for sure. I'm going to add up your scores now. It's the mid-game water break. But for no points, I'll ask you just to discuss while I do this math. You both are married. Which of the two of you is better at being married? You don't have to buzz in. Just feel free to to chat so just, amongst your friends.
Just give your argument for who you think is better.
At being married?
I love that he's
Eric, because he knows how to keep it spicy.
I think it's Esther because she's able to grow a child.
Interesting.
In her own body.
Grow a child.
Do you think that
you just don't have enough money?
that is a fair point.
Anyone can do anything with the right amount of money.
I could pay for a uterus.
Yeah, someone else's for sure. That's available to you.
Let me tell you, I paid for my uterus. I paid for this.
Ba-dum-bum. That's good. Well, I did your scores. The molesters with 195 points. Very good.
Whoa.
Score. Team Cock, 235. Oh. So it's really anybody's game after three rounds. Ooh, she's ready on the soundboard. She's ready for the fucking bits. All right. Well, that's good. That's a good usage of the soundboard because basically from here on out, you're not going to need your soundboards anymore. There's three more rounds and each of them are very different. I will explain them as we get to them. The first one is a fan favorite.
That was my last time.
The first one is a fan favorite. And by that, I mean most people who have listened to this podcast have told me that they hate this round. But we're going to do it anyway. It's called the Name That Song Round. Here's how it works. I am going to describe a song to you. I'm going to say something along the lines of, like, this is a song about Jennifer Lopez getting married to somebody who's not on the Yankees. What is that song called? And the correct answer would be Jenny and the Mets. You know, like Benny and the Jets, Jenny and the Mets, it's a pun. Another fun one that we did was, this is a song about a group of construction workers who are really bad at their jobs. That song was called We Built This Shitty. You
get it.
So
we're supposed to guess your pun.
Yeah, it's a guess my pun round. But, you know, feel free to come up with your own as you do it. This is a high stakes round. Points are high. Mm-hmm. First name that song round. I don't think you can Google these. The first name that song will be worth 60 points. This is a song about someone who becomes inebriated by being embraced. You can buzz in if you want to. Yes, Team Cock.
Drunk in Love.
By being embraced. Okay, Drunk in Love is an answer. Do you have a different answer, Esther?
I was going to say wet ass pussy. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, neither of those. I'm going to give 60 points to Team Cock. The correct answer we were looking for is Your Hug is My Drug. Your Hug is My Drug. You know.
So close.
I like Kesha. But you get
Esther
it now.
Esther can sing Kesha really well. Specifically,
can do some of her most challenging notes.
Specifically, her song The Prayer, is it called?
I hope it's about Dr. Luke. And then she's like,
and it's... That's good. That's good sound.
You can make my
buzz in with that. Question number two. This is a really fun one for 80 points. This is a song about a lawyer who is way too obsessed with finding the truth. For 80 points. A lawyer who is obsessed with finding the truth.
Working 9 to 5.
Okay. Molesters?
No sleep till truth.
Sure. I'm not going to give either of you any points for that. We were looking for, I like to prove it, prove it.
I like to prove it, prove it.
All right. I was close. I was really around. I was right around the bend on that one.
Really so close on that one.
This one is, I think you're actually going to get. So for 60 points, this is a song for someone who really wants Romney to run for president again. For 60 points, they really want a Romney presidential run. One more Romney presidential run.
Instead of run to me, run to Romney.
Okay. I like it.
Mine was, who runs the world? Nope. Herbs.
I'm going to give 60 points to the molesters for that answer. That's good. I was looking for Mitt Me Baby One More Time. Mitt Me Baby One More Time.
So good. These are insane.
This is why someone on the internet was like, please stop. But you guys are you guys are crushing it.
I want to see your mom try to guess that.
My mom. Oh, I didn't. I made them write haikus last week. That was fun, too. Question number four. Second to last. We're almost done. For 75 points. This is a song about a room full of women auditioning to be Mrs. Claus. For 75 points.
Mary, did you hear? You're not going to book.
That's good. Team Cock.
Kiss me, Santa, one more time.
Kiss, yes, this is similar to the last one. The correct answer was
you got me on the Britney.
All the jingle ladies was what we were looking for, but we're gonna give that to Team Cock for 75 points. It was funny.
Hell yes.
Last question. We're almost out of this hellhole. This is my favorite one of the round for 100 points. This is a song about the film Weekend at Bernie's. For 100 points. Yes, molesters. Oh, the name of that song around is maybe gonna be done after this week. We'll see how it goes.
I was gonna say like dead on the like party like a dead guy.
Okay, know, like a party like a dead guy. Team Cock.
Post Malone.
Somewhere over the rain, Bernie Madoff.
No. All right. I'm going to give the molesters 30 of the 100 available points for that answer. The correct answer for a song about the film Weekend at Bernie's was It's My Party and I'll Die If I Want To.
I like that.
That's good.
That was that. Okay. Well, we did that. That was something.
I feel really bad about myself.
255 plus 30, 285, 285 points for the molesters. 295 and 75 equals 370. That's right. For Team Gok, 370 to 285 is the current scores. It's anybody's game. Round number five is the Guess Who round. Here's what goes down.
This is the real playoffs, by the way.
In the Guess Who round. The Guess Who round will be a series of five clues, each of them in decreasing difficulty, but also with a decreasing amount of points. Yes, Google it as hard as you can. So I'm going to give you a 100-point clue, and then an 80-point clue, and then a 60, a 40, and a 20. If you're only allowed to guess one time, so when you know it, you can chat it to me in the Zoom chat so that your opponent doesn't see that answer. You'll click chat, you'll click J, you'll send me the thing. If you guess after the 100-point clue and you get it right, you get 100 points, but if you miss it, you will lose 50 points. So it's better to get 20 points than to lose 50 points. So don't guess it till you know it.
So we're typing them.
You're going to type it to me in the old Zoom, but don't Google it. She's ready. Here's the first clue for 100 points. He was born in New Jersey in 1969, but he grew up mostly in Kansas City and would attend college at the University of Kansas, where he studied theater. He worked as a bar mitzvah DJ while in theater school. If you know it for 100 points, send it to me in the chat. If you don't, then wait.
Well, he sounds very interesting, whoever he is.
I know that Tiffany Haddish was like a bat mitzvah, bar mitzvah DJ, but...
You gendered him, though, correct?
I did say he, yes. I did. I
and I've gendered him. And I've gendered gender Tiffany revealed. Haddish.
Yes. Also yes.
We should all get canceled after this round.
Neither of you have it. I can move on to the 80-point clue. This is tough. This is tough. Tough clue. 80 points for 80 points. A lifetime Kansas City fan, he narrated the HBO series Hard Knocks in 2007 about his beloved Kansas City Chiefs. For 80 points, if you know it, send it to me. They don't know it. I was rude. This was a sports. That's a sports
clue. Can we phone a husband?
No.
That's not fair. You're just straight.
Yeah, that's the reason why.
Any otherwise, sport trivia, he's like, blah, 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 and I'm like,
well, tell him to come on this show. That'll be fun. I'll do a sports episode. All right, for 60 points, you're going to get it. He made his television debut in 1992 on the TV show Sisters, but would be remembered for his role in a film where he played a character named Josh in 1995. He would later star in many, many feature films and much less television. For 60 points. The molesters, I need the person's name, not the film. You know it. Look at that face. She knows. Like,
having a brain fart. This is so not fair. Like, this is not fair at all to me personally.
Do you not? You want to wait for the 40-point clue? You'll get it.
Oh,
I yeah. Know. There it is. Correct. Okay, thank you. I have an answer from the molesters. Team Cock, do you have an answer? Or you want a 40-point clue?
I want another clue, please.
Okay, for 40 points. His first collaboration with Judd Apatow was in 2004, where he starred as the character Brian Fantana. He would also go on to have roles in The 40-Year-Old Virgin, Knocked Up, and This Is 40.
So you gendered the person.
I did. I sure did. I'm getting an answer. Or a Google. I'm getting a Google. Here it comes.
Can you repeat the clue just to make sure I'm getting the right person?
I'll give you a hint.
His first collaboration with Judd Apatow was in 2004, where he starred as the character Brian Fantana. He would also go on to have roles in the film The 40-Year-Old Virgin, Knocked Up, and This Is 40. Great. I have answers from both teams. Just for the last people who are still listening to this and don't know the answer, he played as Ant-Man in the Avengers series. His initials are PR. The correct answer is Paul Rudd.
I was going to be so embarrassed.
Job, guys. You both got it. 40 points for Team Cock. 60 points for the molesters. 345 to 410. Anybody's game, because we're at the final round of the game, which is called the closing arguments round. Here's how this is going to work. There are three questions in the closing arguments round. For each question or statement, I will ask you each to argue the statement or the question. I will decide which answer I like better, and I will award the points to that person. The loser will lose those points. So, like an argument, there's a winner and a loser. This first question is going to be fucking awesome. For 120 points... we're going to start with the current winner on the board, Team Cock, for 120 points. Question number one of the closing arguments round. What is quantum physics?
You know, quantum physics, it's a great question, Jay. Quantum physics is a matter that involves life. It involves death, because quantum physics is the idea that we need to look around at the ground and at the sky, and those two things come together and create matter. Now, matter is something that you can't describe with words, but I'm doing it with a sound. Mm-hmm. And then that's when you know quantum physics.
Thank you, Team Cock. The molesters, your argument, what is quantum physics?
Quantum physics is kind of the part of physics where you start to remove, like, some properties, like, and analyze it from like a different dimension, like taking away gravity or like the observer and how that affects objects, and it's kind of all the things outside of your normal physics, but more metaphysics, more kind of in a different dimension, and you know, time travel, really, really the stuff that makes movies good. Things like quantum physics obviously talked a lot about in Back to the Future, Flubber, Fern Gully, you know. Mm. So these are some movies that take quantum physics, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, and really elaborate on it. So yeah, mine is really more cinematic.
Great. I'm going to give 120 points to The Molesters.
Yes!
She mentioned the film Flubber, which is a secret cheat code on this podcast. If you mention Flubber, I'm going to give you the points. Those are the rules. I can't.
If I only knew that.
I'm sorry. That brings Team Cock down to 290 points and The Molesters up to 465.
I just want you to know your listeners are going to be aghast. They're going to be angry and they're not going to agree with this decision.
Well, that's typically what goes on here on this podcast. Question number two. It's still anybody's game. It can go, anything can happen. This is for 170 points.
Flubber.
You've already used the Flubber cheat code, so it's not going to work again. Question number two. We're going to start with the current winner, The Molesters. For 170 points, what should you wear if a wedding is black tie optional? 170 points.
If you have access to tuxedo, I highly recommend a tuxedo to a black tie optional wedding, because the optional is usually pretty firmly not optional. It's required. And then if you're a woman, you have to wear a dress that covers your body, something from you know, like a floor length dress made out of a nice material that you did not get at Forever 21. Okay. So it's yeah, you know, and then you have to like figure out what to do with your boobs and your ass and make it work.
Right.
Dress it up with some hoops, some glitter. Okay. And there you go. You got yourself an outfit and maybe a kitten heel.
Great.
And some shoes.
Good callback. Okay. Team Cock, your argument?
For a black tie optional wedding, I'm going to disagree with The Molesters and say that you don't necessarily need to wear an actual tuxedo. In fact, it needs to be a suit of the dark variety. Now, I think that you can wear a deep navy blue, a black suit, but not necessarily a tuxedo. But the tie should err on the side of either a dressy black or something that has texture but still is in a family of dark colors. If you are a woman, I think I also disagree with The Molesters, and that floor length is really disregarding the optional part of the black tie optional, meaning that you're going too formal. I think it should be mid-calf or lower. So if you do it a bit higher, that's okay. But again, it needs to be something in the family of a darker navy, a beautiful burgundy for the fall. I'm hoping it's not in the summer, because black tie optional in the summer feels like a mean proposition and a mean rule. So that being said, the heel can be no shorter than a 1 inch, no taller than a 3 inch.
those are both good arguments. I don't know who to pick, so I'm not going to give anybody any points. Good job. Those are good.
My problem with Eric is, like, if it says black, like, don't
optional.
Show up in fucking maroon.
They're not telling
and no,
the women to
and
wear
the
black
only
ties.
Reason. What?
I said maroon for women. A man can't wear a maroon suit, but he can't wear a dark navy suit.
We're talking about straight people.
What do you want from me? Write what you know, bitch.
Yeah, I'm still going to give nobody any points for that one. It's 465 to 290. The Molesters are currently in the lead. The last question of the game is about to happen. It's for 210 points.
Ooh.
The winner wins it. Question number three. We're going to start with The Molesters. You are going on a year-long vacation, but you are only allowed to bring 5 items or people total. What are they?
My cell phone.
Yeah.
The Rock.
Like Dwayne Johnson?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Zac Efron.
Okay.
Drake. And my womanizer, in case they can't get it done.
Great. Sounds like it's going to be fun. Team Cock.
My womanizer, by the way, is a vibrator, but it doesn't vibrate it. It suctions the clit.
Mm.
So it's more like a vacuum.
This is not that's not an ad for this podcast. You can go buy that if you want to. We're not. There's no link. There's no promo code. Go ahead, Team Cock.
I don't think my husband would forgive me if I did not bring him. He doesn't like if I don't bring him on a 1 week vacation. So I'm going to say my husband, my cell phone, Padma Lakshmi.
Ooh.
We love food, and she really has a great curate. She curates a beautiful palette.
She does.
And then I'm going to bring an away suitcase. This is an affiliate link, and use my code AIR20. I will get some money back. And my fifth item is a charger for my phone, because I really rely on that thing.
Yeah, that's smart. Wow. You know what? I'm going to give 210 points to Team Cock. Because they had the balls to come on my podcast and do their own ad read. So congrats.
Because I have bills to pay, honey.
Yeah, I want you to get that money. That's 500 points for Team Cock and the win of the game. That being said, I do want to shout out the molesters, because their final answer was basically that they suggested that they were going to go to have a 4-man sex party.
And bring a vibrator.
And bring a vibrator just in case.
The molesters are only focused on sex raids for a year-long vacation.
So congratulations, Team Cock. You have today's round of 500.
This is fucking rigged. I just want to throw that out there.
I gave you the flubber
question. It's bullshit, and I'm pissed.
Before we get to your concession speech, Team Cock, would you like to say a sentence in victory? She's leaving.
I just want to say.
I'm back. I'm sorry.
She took off her headphones and she stormed off the set. I just want to say, with great power comes great responsibility. And it's my responsibility to say, sorry, bitch, I won.
The molesters, you are now welcome to say a sentence in defeat if you would like.
Eric, I'm pretty sure your fridge is a jar.
Oh, thanks, guys. Well,
thanks, Jay.
That is it for this week's episode of 500. Thank you so much to Eric and Esther. Be sure to check out you guys have so many things going on. Your one-woman show, which is not going on because it's a pandemic, but stay
tuned for further.
I have
news.
A mom podcast.
A mom podcast? What's that called?
Stand-up mom. And I interview all the female comedians who've unfortunately had a baby.
Wow. Do you have a promo code that you want to shout out? I mean, we're just because we're doing it, you know what I mean?
Just like summer 2020 for Gap, which I don't.
You said that was such. No, honestly, the only one I can think of is.
I think it's like 20% off jeans and tanks.
Wow. Look at the guys. I've always said the best place to get coupons is on podcasts. and then you guys can follow Esther on her social media, which is Esther K.
Esther K for my Twitter. And then my Instagram is Esther.Steinberg. And my album's available on Spotify and everything. It's called Hebrew School Dropout.
Which, can I just clarify something? Did you drop out of Hebrew School?
Yeah, I was in Hebrew school. I was in like a Hebrew day school, and I finally was like, I yelled at my parents and begged them to send me to a different school that wasn't
a school for non-Jewish people.
Yeah, for the non-Jews. I was like, get me the fuck out of here.
She needed more blonde people to be in her pictures.
Yeah. I mean, and then you really succeeded, like super hard. You have lots of blonde friends.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And Eric, where can everybody find you and your
my
handle codes?
Is my I can't unfortunately legally say where my codes are elsewhere because they are on sex toy websites that have sent cease and desist letters.
Okay, so don't do that, guys.
But my handle is at Eric Wills, WILLZ, on Twitter and Instagram. And I'm really getting to thirst trapping. So if you want to see my naked form, check me out.
Yeah. that, I mean, if that's not motivation, everybody, I don't know what
I just don't understand why you're not charging people for this. Yeah. If you're going to do fans only, do fans only. Don't, like, start promoting not fans only.
My favorite is that you say fans only instead of only fans. However, I am not.
I'm a mom.
She's like, I have a child that I take baths with. I just want to go on a 4-person sex party, but I don't know anything about OnlyFans.
I'm a mom. I butcher things.
I don't want to have full sex on camera. I just want you to think about me having sex.
All right. Mm. That's what this podcast is about.
It seems to have been. Thank you so much to Eric and Esther for being here. Thank you guys for listening. And shout out to our sponsors, which Eric has and I don't. Make sure you rate, review, share this podcast with all of your favorite people in the world. And have a kick-ass summer, everybody. 500.